Good morning. Yep, we're live. We only have, I worked it out, we've got like four shows left. We've got today, Friday, and then of course Monday next week's public holidays. You've forgotten about that, haven't you? And then Wednesday and Friday next week. And then it's pretty much Christmas, down to the new year, and then we start again on Jan 6th. So, lots of stuff to get excited about. And very, very busy here at work for us. In fact, it's so busy at work, I've decided to make two of the busiest people even more busy by putting them on my show this morning. These two are our creative geniuses. They design all kinds of epic shit, and I thought it would be fun to have them here today. They are, and they're also inseparable, so if I was going to get one, I'd have to get them both, right? So we decided to get Tanya de Jong, and we decided to get Sydney Wallman. Very nice to see you both.
Good morning.
How are you? Nice getting up so early, huh?
It is. Yeah, it wasn't too bad, I think.
Don't lie.
It's interesting.
Don't lie. Tanya sent me a message this morning. She's like, I'm awake. Yeah, that's how it feels.
The highway is lovely this time.
Oh, isn't it great?
So
no traffic. Now, that is a reason. Okay, so people often say to me, why do you do the show so early? It's so shit. Why do you have to wake up so early? That's how they actually sound when they say it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I go, well, you know, I just like to punish myself. I get on my cross and I'm a martyr. And then I think about it for a little bit longer and I go, no, actually, it's just because traffic is so much better in the morning.
Yeah, that was lovely. I got here in like 12 minutes straight.
And honestly, like if you can work it out so that you get to work before everyone else, you get like that time where you can actually do stuff where no one else can disturb you and you get to leave a little bit earlier because you'll finish before everybody else does.
I don't think we ever really finish.
Yeah. No. I mean, you were on a call just before the show this morning. All right, so... I've given a very like flippant intro, but actually one of the reasons I wanted to bring you two on was because the new logo and graphics for the show, which we launched this week, are your brainchild, as are so many of the other things on the Real Network. And I just thought it was a good idea to give you some credit. Plus, you two are happy to hang at the Real Network all the time and talk nonsense to our people when you're not like extremely busy. So I thought, what the hell? We get you on the show to do the same thing.
We might as well.
Mm. Yeah.
The person behind it, the genius for the show, is this one. So I'm going to give this to you.
Look at that.
I was actually thinking about it yesterday, even that, you know, yes, I made the thing.
Bring that mic a bit closer to you. I don't like it so far away from you.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, all right, good.
Yes, I made the thing, but like it really couldn't have been done. Because honestly, I was quite stuck on the Gareth Cliff branding in the beginning, and I think I went to Tanya and I was like,
do you hate me?
She was scared of you. It wasn't even a fear, it was just like I was so stuck. And then I even spoke to you before. I was like, is this something to do with you? Is this something to, so I was just asking all the questions. But I think when you care enough, caring is cool, and that sort of gives you some limitations on yourself. So I needed Tanya in that process, but otherwise I think it came out great. Personally, I would say. And it was so much fun.
I'm very happy with it. Absolutely. We've got some nice feedback too from a bunch of really, really smart people who think that it's extremely cool. And then one or two who complain. But you know what I do with those people is I ignore them. I have all my life. I'm not about to start caring about what they think now. Oh, no. All right. So, listen, we've got a lot of stuff coming up on the show this morning. We've got Achi popping in from travel.co.za. Because obviously it's that time of year, everybody's planning their holidays, they're planning December. If they've got any brains, I still don't because I haven't thought about it and I know what's going to happen. I'm going to end up paying a fortune for stuff just because I've left it to the last minute. And I don't even know if I want to go away yet. Like I'm looking forward to just chilling, but I know what'll happen is I'll suddenly decide, no, I need to do something and then it's too late. But
yeah, good luck with those.
That's my problem, my fault, right?
Yeah.
Have you planned these things? Do you think about these things?
I am going to have my second December in Joburg, and I'm very excited about it. Because Joburg is lovely. Like the weather's
but you're not
nice.
From Joburg?
No. My whole family, sorry, Mom. Okay. My whole family is in Cape Town. So I spent one Christmas here during COVID, if we call it that. And that was actually really nice. The weather's nice. There's no one here. Everything's still open.
Like, that's it.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. And it's nice and quiet.
Yeah, like the roads were this morning.
Yeah. So I mean, apart from like this, we don't like this very big, loud logo right here behind
we're
us.
No, move that,
we're going to get rid of.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you and I straight away were like, mm-mm.
No, it's a bit much.
No. The word inelegant crossed my mind. All right. But, I mean, since you're in that world and you pay attention to things that the rest of us kind of just, we see billboards, packaging, branding, fashion, design, all of these things, and we just go, that's nice or that's shit. And I had to do some Christmas shopping yesterday, mostly because there was like a gift voucher that was thrown in to something I did this year. And I decided, let me go and spend that on other people, which was lots of fun. I love buying people Christmas presents. But it's amazing to me how certain stuff catches your eye and certain stuff doesn't.
Yeah.
And apparently we have like a color of the year every year. I didn't know this.
Yes. So do you know what Pantone is? The brand?
Pantone is. So Pantone, isn't that just how people describe? And if I type in Pantone, I don't know, forest green, it'll give me a color that is actually the definition of that particular shade of green.
Yes, and it's a very specific color coding for printing.
Right, so it says Pantone 3291 or whatever.
And
it,
there's like coated and uncoated and solid coated.
Oh, shit.
It's all about like how it actually prints in production.
Okay.
So buying, we actually have two Pantone books in the studio in our agency.
Yeah.
It's like a very specific color to get, and those books are very expensive. And every year, Pantone globally releases a color of the year. They choose one based on trends and things that have happened throughout the year.
So what was this year's?
This year was a peach color, but I can't remember what they named it. So
peach
they
fuzz.
Peach fuzz. There we go. So think about like a mimosa, but with like peach juice. Like a very diluted peach.
That's a bit bland.
Yeah, it wasn't even a bright peach. It was like a lighter... Yeah, salmon, but not.
Yeah,
that was
like
2024's color, peach fuzz.
Yeah, I even checked 2023 was magnificent. I think it was magenta. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Magenta?
Yeah. Next year, I don't know so much how it
What have they chosen?
It is officially called mousse, I think. It might be chocolate mousse.
Mousse,
something.
As in M-O-U-S-S-E?
Yes.
Okay, so this will be some sort of brown?
Yeah, a very, very light brown.
Can you show us that brown? Have you got a version of that there? Ugh.
They definitely do.
Brown is never a good choice for anything, especially, I mean, look, certain clothes, sure. But if you see a brown car, you sort of feel sorry for the person driving it, right?
Move,
I've always had
sure.
a problem with a brown car. What else shouldn't be brown? Your house, really. It's made of mud. Brown is not the first choice.
I don't know, because this color
That's
is
mousse.
Like... It could be...
Mocha mousse.
Yeah, it could be an interior color. Like... Again, I could see my mom using this in the lounge.
So it's chocolatey,
yeah.
But sort of a little lighter than the usual chocolate. I'm just describing it for people who aren't watching on YouTube this morning.
Yeah, but I've liked the color. So it's interesting because I didn't really like Pantone's posting about it, but other brands have jumped on now to show like the palette for it. Yeah, there it is. So Pantone just put that out with a few posts, which just looks like chocolate mousse.
Mm.
But some of the other fashion brands have actually put together some nice reels. So if you go on Instagram and look for color of the year, you'll get it. So like if it's combined with other stuff, I just don't think alone it's my vibe.
It also feels very Kim Kardashian. She loves brown.
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, she loves like the brown color palette. And I'm looking at her from a brand point of view.
I do. Secretly, I brought you two onto the show so that you could reenact the whole Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande interview. They're just going to sit here the whole morning going, oh my God, you're just so talented. You're so creative. I just love the color.
Just
mousse.
Crying to each other.
What? Was it called? Mousse?
Mocha
mousse.
Mocha mousse, yeah.
I don't know. I you see these things completely pass me by usually. So luckily I've got you around to tell me this stuff.
It's interesting because like I've been in the industry for a while and the color of the year has never really influenced me. I don't know if you've ever gone like,
no,
it's peach fuzz year. We need to bring it into like our work. But it's good to know.
Matthew says in the comments, must be mousse because in the new year we're all going to shit. Well, that's usually what happens like January, right? Yeah, and then enough of this. The lover of Kim K, not me, says Bitcoin Boot. Okay, the pillars look like a sleazy casino on a cruise ship. The pillars of the studio, you don't like them? It actually does look a bit cruise ship-y. Now that I think about it, yeah, you know what?
It is giving MSC.
Yeah, Bebop Williams, that's a good point. Okay. And then here's something that somebody else says. The initial yellow and black CC was boss, but we still got that yellow and black going on.
We brought the yellow back.
That was intentional.
Yes, absolutely.
See, things like that makes me happy, Gareth.
Yeah. Yeah, people are paying attention.
And they pick up color cues. Mm. You had yellow for Cliff Central. It's come back.
Yeah, there we go.
There.
All right.
Science, it
so
works.
So we presented it, so now you understand why.
I got a message yesterday. Oh, there we go. Look at that. Isn't that better? There we go. You can see what it's all about. And don't worry, yes, we will be doing a new photo of me that is 10 years old or whatever. You know, people get very hit up about the fact that I'm not using an old picture. We just haven't done any new ones. That's all. Okay, so there is something that I did want to discuss with you. Oh, by the way, these figurines on the desk here, someone sent me a message about that. They've been sitting in the office for, I don't know, months. I don't know where they come from. I don't know why the guys decided they should live here, but they're on the table now. I think we had them on once before for one of the shows, and they also got more attention than anything we were talking about.
I thought they came from your house.
Nope.
Oh.
No.
It was part of your library collection overflowed.
What do they call them again?
Figurines.
No, man. These are called something else. Let me just see.
Bobbleheads?
Funko Pops.
No, that's a made-up brand.
No, they are. They're called Funko Pops. And you can get different ones. Batman, Mandalorian, that's Christmas Spider-Man, and Dobby
from
Harry Potter.
Cute. Dobby wins.
Okay, yeah. And we've got like a ton of them in the office still. But I think we bought them when we moved here just because we needed something to...
I really thought you had an excessive collection of them at your house.
No.
Like books.
I don't, but my brother does. He collects all that kind of crap.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's cool though.
Okay, so let's take a look at some of the things that are going on in the world today. And I know one or two of them are things that you guys are talking about. So I don't know if you've seen this story about the guy, the United Healthcare guy who was shot in the street in New York. I know that's not the sort of news you want to wake up to, but this has been news for the last 2 days already. And this guy was killed by a vigilante. There's no other way to describe it. If you shoot someone in the streets of a civilized place like New York, civilized in inverted commas, some people don't think it is. I happen to love New York. This guy who took him out, apparently a little deranged, he had some back problems and was in constant pain because of a back operation that he had. And he decided that the best way to fix the medical system in America, the healthcare insurance business in America, is to just shoot the guy who's in charge of one of the firms. Of course, nothing has changed for anyone who has health insurance or doesn't in America as a result of this. But this dude who did the shooting is getting unbelievable attention all over the internet. In fact, there are women and men who are like in love with this dude. And his name is Luigi something or another.
Mangione.
Mangione, that's right. Mm. Quite right. And this guy is now getting the lion's share of attention from everybody. It's sort of that thing of where, you know, a lot of women write letters to convicted felons, but really bad ones, like serial killers and the bad people, the ones that you wouldn't want to be standing outside your house when you walked out first thing in the morning to come to this show. Here he is. That's Luigi. So a lot of girls and guys are falling in love with him. They think he's just the hottest thing. But he's an insane vigilante. This drives me crazy. I wonder what goes through someone's head. First of all, if you find someone attractive, cool. Mm. But then to post about it when he's killed somebody, it's the weirdest thing to me. And it seems to be all over the internet this morning. So I need someone to explain to me how the hell this works.
Definitely like a TikTok thing. These TikTok girls love criminals, it seems. But we've seen this for years. Ted Bundy had a...
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
woman
loved him.
That's right.
What's
in fact,
funnier?
this guy apparently had a manifesto and there was a whole lot of stuff in there either about Ted Bundy or the Unabomber.
Yeah, it was the Unabomber.
He was like inspired by those guys. Mm. So again, I love the way that there are
all the flags are red.
There are women who are... It's mostly women who are attracted to this guy, but they wouldn't actually want him in their house.
I don't know
It's so funny though. Criminals get married in prison all the time.
Oh yeah, and let me tell you, here in South Africa, we have a similar situation. There are prisoners who are on like long life sentences, and I did a show from a prison once, and they told me they get letters all the time.
Wow. Just from random people.
Well, random people who see the story on the news, or
and then write them, and
then they write to them, and they want to be part of that whole situation.
It's weird because it's like a psychology thing. I wouldn't say it's like people in power, because the story reminds me of the opposite of this one. Is that, I don't know if you remember, a few years back in South Africa, there was that police officer that stopped people and, like, I think he was in like the Eastern Cape, and he went viral.
Oh, that was this year,
yeah,
still.
I remember. Yeah, yeah. He went viral.
He's this really good looking police officer. Yes. And he is still a policeman. That's what he does. He's not like being a policeman in between modeling jobs.
Yeah, but the
internet went crazy. Yeah, but that makes more sense.
But that's, I mean, a policeman, you know, as I understand it, you talk about psychology, but as I understand it, most women, even if they're subconsciously aware of it, want a guy who can protect them, look after them, not the kind of guy who would just wield a gun in New York and shoot someone because they're unhappy about the pain in their neck or back.
Yeah, it feels like a weird
reason. It does. It strikes me as a bit strange. Plus, by the way, I don't hear anyone on the left coming out about the gun control stuff that they usually do when this happens. Oh. No, instead, there are insane people. I saw a clip from the Piers Morgan show where this journalist, in inverted commas, called Taylor Renz went on, and she said she's feeling joyful about the fact that this guy was killed. Joyful. That was the word she used. And Piers said, are you sure you want to use that word?
Yeah, but you know everyone joyful? On the left is just a little off-center.
Well, yeah, look, there are a lot of people this year who are kind of off-center. And you would know all about it, what that looks like from a design point of view. But the fact is, like, there are desperately insane people in this world. And then there are the ones who rally behind them that worry me even more. It's a very bizarre story.
Overanalyze these people to try validate a point. That's when it gets weird. When they're like, "Oh, but he did it because."
Well, this is it, and they also try to read into it why he's a good guy, right? So they're saying people like this Taylor Lorenz are saying, for example, "Oh no, but you know, healthcare companies are terrible, and they profiteer off of good people, and sometimes because they make a decision not to give some medicine or a treatment to people because it's not covered." That those people die, and therefore it's justified that you go out and kill him. I don't know whether any of these people have thought about it, but like on a moral, ethical scale, I don't know how you can ever justify that sort of thing. Very heavy story, but something that seems to be grabbing America by the balls this morning. And then, I mean, this has been probably the most AI year ever.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is using AI for everything now. It's only a matter of time before your plumber and electrician start saying to you, don't worry, we're not going to send anyone over. I'm just going to use AI to analyze the flow of water in your toilet. And I'm telling you, it's coming. They're going to find a way to do that too, like, you know, these Internet of Things.
You say that.
Ways of there's a toilet. There was one online. I saw this the other day. There is a toilet that weighs you before and after you've taken a dump.
No,
while you're sitting on it.
Why?
And there's one with a screen on the back of the lid that will give you take a photograph of whatever's in the bowl.
Oh, no, not scientific.
No, apparently it is.
Oh, really?
And it'll assess the Pantone of what you've left there. Right? The
color. I'm like a Pantone.
No, really. It'll assess the Pantone, give it a number, decide if it's the color of the year or not, and then decide how healthy you are based on that. I kid you not.
Scientifically, okay, I know it's a shitty topic, literally, but that's pretty insane if they've managed to like figure out what to put in the water to read that. Because like you can figure out quite a lot of things, but you could also find out like you're pregnant through that, and I don't know how I feel about.
Well, Matthew says Leanne must be on her way to the USA. Don't worry, Luigi. Leanne is on the way to save you. I wouldn't put it past
Shame.
Her.
You should actually ask Lee how she feels about it.
And then Goon says, at Gareth, that guy's company was ripping people off. That's why people love him. So you love a killer because the person he killed, you say, is worse than... So this guy was ripping people off, but somehow the murderer is okay because he got rid of the guy who's ripping people off. Sure. Okay, one of these days, Goon, I hope you and I never actually meet, but if we did, you're going to have to explain that one to me. So do I need to go to jail to meet someone, says Khomotso. Ah, cutting to the chase. I know Khomotso, and I would not rush to jail if I were you. That's not the best place to find someone.
Is there
someone.
A dating app yet for that?
I'm sure there will be.
Because there's dating apps for, like, billionaires.
Everything.
There's dating apps for, like...
Right.
Every type of sub-segment category.
So apparently there is a dating app for people who like fly fishing.
Obviously there is. That
Seriously.
Is so on brand.
What did we figure out, guys, the other day? Oh, yeah, Leanne was here on Monday. She said to me she has an app on her phone that warns her that there's lightning and thunder coming.
Is she terrified?
No, her cats are.
But, okay.
And you can kind of...
My cats are pretty hardcore. Though. It doesn't faze them.
Your cats are hardcore. They catch and kill everything.
Yeah, no fly right? zone in
okay.
the apartment.
So apparently even mosquitoes don't survive in Tanya's apartment, which... Can I borrow your cats for a while?
Yeah, sure.
Do they get the mosquitoes?
Yeah, they catch every single one. I'm not joking.
That
like,
is what?
A fly, a
now,
moth.
Now, that is a useful cat.
It's one feral one and one, like, just, I want to say street adopted one. But the
Shit.
Feral one is pretty accurate.
That's amazing.
Like, no.
Never found, like, cats, by definition, are not useful. Like, dogs do stuff, right? Like, they're working
You're
dogs.
You're such a dog person because I feel the other way around.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll explain this quickly.
Get mice.
You don't hear stories about how cats do useful stuff. I mean, obviously, there's the old adage of like you get the cat to kill the rats and mice that are not
you
meant
don't get
to be.
Them. They just do it for you and they gift it to you as a present.
Yeah.
Well, dogs can be trained to do things, pull sleds, protect the house. That
Does
kind
Alice
of,
pull a sled?
No,
your
she
house.
Can't. No, my dog can't pull a sled. Or guard the house. My dog is useless at all of the things.
She's cute,
okay?
though.
But the cats are not meant to be the ones who are useful, and yet yours are here doing probably the most useful thing in a South African summer that anyone could ever imagine.
I'm going to send you a video. I've trained the one cat, Finn, to sit for a treat, which is
I've
not no.
It.
And Sid has seen this live.
You've seen this?
It's a real thing. He sits for treats.
Jesus.
And only for me.
Teach us how. Okay. What would that prisoner dating app be called? Inmates? Inmates for you?
That's hilarious. Inmates,
Inmates is very good,
oh,
Tracy. I think
it.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Should do a logo.
I like
we
that a lot.
We should do a logo.
We should come up with something. Cats are kind of useless. You've never heard of a seeing eye cat?
What's a seeing eye cat?
Well, they've got people who have guide dogs, blind people. And the dog does the... You've never heard of that?
I've heard of dogs doing that, but not a cat. Like, someone tried to ask me, should I try get my cats to go for walks? And I tried it once, and I almost lost my arm,
yeah,
trying to put
wrong.
My cat in a harness.
Oh, that won't work.
Yeah, it's not
no.
going to fly.
Nico says, who knew that a puss could prevent malaria?
That's, yeah, actually, there
That's
we
good.
Are.
That's good.
Not good, not useless.
All right, so are you? What do you do with your cats when you go away?
I get someone to look after them.
And they stay in your house?
Either that, or they had like a foster mom before I adopted them.
Oh.
And I take it back to her house. She's got a whole bunch of cats.
Oh, so it's like a cat hotel?
Yeah, basically. But the last time I went to Cape Town, my one cat got sick. So I think it's a big reason why I'm not
Why are you looking so concerned, Sydney?
No, I was just thinking about the cat thing. But living on their own.
Cats are fine on their own,
You can leave
they?
Them for about 2-3 days on their own. Like, if they've got water, they're fine. My cats also graze feed, so just food in a bowl and they'll have when they're ready.
And they won't, like a dog will overeat and
no.
eat everything there.
Some cats do, mine don't. So I'm just lucky. It's not like I train
I
them.
Think you have superior cats, I'm just saying.
I'm not upset about
I think
that.
This is very good. All right, so you guys wanted to talk. I mentioned how AI is going into everything. It's how we got into the shitty topic. But AI is everywhere. It's the year of AI. This is what everybody is investing money in. They say it's going to change the way everybody does everything in business, but I'm only just getting to grips. And I mean, I've been messing around on like ChatGPT and all the rest of it for probably about a year and a bit, but I really have started using it quite a lot in the last 2-3 months. And I bought the paid version,
okay,
which is quite cool.
So
you can
you've
do
given
stuff.
It prompts for a while? Like you've asked it things?
Yeah. So okay. It should have some idea of what I'm interested in.
Okay.
And what I want to do.
Because what we thought, I mean, we get asked this question all the time. I think just when the AI topic buzzword of the year came out, I think everyone thought we were going to lose our jobs.
Yeah, still, everybody did.
They really did. Yeah. Like, I've had many questions being like, aren't you scared? There's certain professions I think you can optimize it to, like, optimize the workflow, but you still need a brain. My sister works in HR, and the story she tells me, I don't think AI will ever take over HR, so they're all fine.
No, because so, people problems.
Yeah.
It's not going to...
But we thought what would be cool, and Sid and I have both done this already, so we've given ChatGPT prompts separately.
All right.
So the one was, which one should we do first?
The one was
the house of the personality.
Create an image of my life based off everything I've told you so far, because I think Tanya will use ChatGPT for like headlines. I'll use ChatGPT for
so we use it for a whole bunch coaching. Of things. Like Sid uses it for therapy. I use it for kind of helping me construct certain rationales for work.
Sid,
but the prompt we both put in was kind of create an image. I said to create my dream home. And this is weird because I've never said I like these colors to it.
Mine just says I wasn't able to generate the image as requested. It didn't align with the content policy. If you'd like, I can refine the concept or create a different type of image.
That's weird.
It's not working with us on this one.
We'll show you ours. So we did.
So your dream home?
Well, yeah, I said create, design my house based on the things I've asked you.
Mm.
So you just, feeding it information. Oh, all
wow.
The time.
Look at those houses.
My house.
Those are very, okay, I like that.
I'll move in there tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And there's a cat on the patio, and I never spoke about my cats.
But it's so cool.
So do you think it's listening in the background too?
No, I'm not that chaotic.
Sid, you were going to say?
It's just cool because, you know, I obviously have asked it for running advice and how to be, you know, train. And so there's like running shoes in the lounge. It's just
okay.
Really
so it actually does take
it
all of that
up
into
little
consideration.
Bits of my laptop.
Let me see. I'll try this one maybe.
It picked up that I like jacarandas. How wild is that? Because the tree in the back is a jacaranda.
That is nice. That's lovely. But I mean, that could actually be in Joburg. I mean, it would be, it's a very fancy house, but I think that could be in Joburg. Huh?
Yeah, floor to ceiling window is a concrete slab. Yeah. That is very
actually no, it couldn't. There are no burglar bars. Sorry.
Sorry,
Tanya. I just need a hectare. A hectare around it with then electric fencing.
Yeah, that's probably about right. Based on everything I've told you, show me my dream house. Let me try that. An image of my dream house. Otherwise, you know.
Yeah.
Have to be very
generate
specific.
An image.
Create an image, yeah.
Yeah, it'll show you.
All right. Generate.
And it takes a while. Like a few seconds.
Yeah. Of my house.
Because I think the thing that's interesting for me, Gareth, is like I've never said like I like certain interiors or I like a concrete look.
Yeah.
I've asked it crazy things like design things. I've asked it to rewrite rationales for work. I've asked it advice about my cats. Like, but I've never specifically said I like this or this type of aesthetic. I've never gone like modern house, blah, blah, blah. And it picked it up pretty clearly.
I think what's happened with mine is because I bought the paid for version like literally a month ago. I haven't put enough information in because it keeps telling me it can't generate an image of any of my stuff.
Sorry.
Do you know the other one?
I mean,
we
that
did,
is boring.
Which is funnier.
Yeah.
Because I'll have to read to you what mine said.
But I like your dream houses, both of you. Very nice.
I'm glad you like that
could
one.
Be good.
Because the other one that I did is generate an image that represents our personality.
Ooh.
Based on.
Ooh.
Yeah. So mine said, before you pull it up, mine says, so I said, create an image that describes everything I've asked on this platform as my personality.
Okay.
And then it gives me an image, but the description is the kicker. So it says, here is the image that reflects the themes of personal growth, bittersweet emotions, and transformation you've described. It captures the essence of letting go, relationships, and hope for the future.
Don't
what do you imagine in your mind that looks like?
But don't you think ultimately this is going to replace like star charts and astrology?
No.
Because that's where I think we're going. People just love personalized things, right? Everybody wants a personalized report on whatever. They want to know what everyone else thinks of them. They want to know more about their own personality, even though they live in their own body and their own mind. They want an analysis of themselves more than they want anything else. First of all, to know that they're okay.
Yeah.
Second of all, to know... if they're special in any way, because people love to feel special. And third of all, if there's any predictive power of like what happens next, that's pretty much the only reason people...
It's insecurity in or many validation.
Ways, it's part of why they read the news, is because they want to know like what happens next and how do I fit into this world and how do I make sense of things. Deep down inside, I think we're all just terrified little primates that live in trees. Not even primates, like rodents. We're like little furry animals that live in trees and we're just terrified of everything. And everything wants to eat us and destroy us. And we're still, there's a part of us that's still like that. And we're trying to make sense of the world. That's why people read this stuff. And I think ChatGPT and other AI platforms are going to create an opportunity for people to get much more detailed analyses of what's going on in their own world, because they'll be putting in information. And eventually this will be using that with a combination of other stuff in their environments. Yeah. And it'll eventually tell you all the things that you want. And people will just live on these platforms just trying to figure out more about themselves and navel-gazing for eternity.
Yeah. I don't think it's entirely the worst. I think people...
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
People understanding themselves better is a good thing if they use it for in the right way. Like, if you understand that you get triggered by everything... Like, Sid, and you can speak to this better, like, Sid actually uses it for therapy.
Really?
I'm not joking.
Really?
Well, not necessarily therapy. I think more as like I was questioning if ChatGPT is my therapist, although it is cheaper than therapy. But there's a lot of the time I would be asking different people for advice on how to handle other things. For example, it's as simple as how do I respond to this message and tell this person that I actually don't want to see them today, or I don't want to,
and then
I need
it gives
an excuse.
You the words.
And then it gives you the words, but it also says, does it make you feel this kind of way? Does it make you feel guilty? How does, you know, so it's weirdly a life coach, and I'm cool with it because
I think that's brilliant though. I mean, like that for many people is a solution to an ongoing problem of how do I respond to X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And the fact that you, instead of just doing what I usually do, which is like immediately respond and then regret it.
Not a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's a much more considered way of doing things. And I know some people will say it's ridiculous, but I actually think it's kind of smart.
Yeah, I mean.
And you're using the full sum of human knowledge to generate the best possible response for you and for the situation. I'm in favor. The robots are giving us some joy in bringing us into a false sense of security, and then boom, hello Skynet, says Signet. Yeah. ChatGPT is like the friend that tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
Also true. Yeah.
That's a good thing, right?
Also true.
Yeah. Gareth will buy a Tesla bot and upload all the AI data to that bot. Oh, listen, if I can find an assistant that isn't human, then I'll be happy. Because I don't want a human assistant. I don't want to have those conversations. I want to be able to talk to it like...
Alexa.
Or
Siri.
And you know what? You know these people who say, oh, you know, I can't understand how human beings were so horrible to each other for thousands of years and slavery and all this stuff. And I'm like, have you heard how you talk to your ChatGPT or your Alexa or your Siri? You talk to it like a master shouting at its slave.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I can see what kind of a master you would have been back in the day.
You say this, we worked with a guy. We're thinking the same things already. We worked with a guy at our previous agency who is one of the most polite humans in the world.
Uh-huh.
And he used to insert please in front of his prompts on Photoshop, like image generation.
So
it was
so
please
sweet.
Extend the image. And we were like, dude, you know that you don't like... Every word counts as like a prompt and a steer.
Sure.
You don't have to say please, but he always said, please, can you make the sky more blue? Please. And I was like, so funny.
I know people who are way too polite with either the you know, the talking and doing apps, the Siris and Alexas, or the chat GPTs. I don't think it helps.
It's also how people speak to Uber delivery guys.
Oh, it's very horrible.
There's
horrible,
that as well.
Right?
Their a please and thank you goes a long way. I've seen friends of mine just be like, and that's the thing that cuts you deep. If you're like at a house, someone's ordering food for everyone, and you see how they respond.
Yeah.
I had an ex of mine be like, why are you so nice to this guy? I'm like, I'm just like, I'm speaking to them like they're a human.
Do you know why I'm nice to them? Because do you know how many times I've driven past an accident and seen that it's one of them and thought there's probably some asshole on the other side of that, and I hope it's never been me. He's like, where's my fucking pizza?
I actually worry every
Meanwhile, the guy's been like knocked senseless, if not dead off this bike of his.
Yeah.
And he's trying to earn that like, what, 10%, 15% that you tip him.
Also, in Johannesburg, we've got all these complexes that are so... It's pretty confusing to navigate.
It's so confusing.
So, like, if I'm just going, how's it? I'm on this floor. I'm being not nice. I'm just trying to get my stuff quicker and have him have a good time. I don't get it. People are...
Bitcoin Butt says we should replace James with the butt. We will all vote yes. Yo.
Oh, James.
People are really... James, people are giving you such hell lately. The BBC ChatGPT mobile app talks to you and is unbelievably human-like. It's crazy. 1,000 times more human than Siri. The BBC ChatGPT.
I haven't heard of that one.
Wow. Okay, I must look into this. I didn't know that. You have to be nice to ChatGPT. If you don't, it reacts negatively over time. I did the experiment, says Bitcoin Butch.
I wonder how Goon. Did he smell?
Ignore BBC. Oh, okay, the ChatGPT mobile app talks to you. Yeah, but I've used that. I'm not sure.
I don't really know if I wanted to talk back to me, though.
No.
Just give me answers or pictures.
I use Google Home, and I always say, please, when giving commands, call me silly, I can't help it. So I've got Alexa at home, and I'll sometimes ask Alexa to tell me what's in the news.
Mm.
And then it'll start going through stories, and then when I've heard enough, I go, stop! And it just stops.
nothing is better than your where.
Yeah.
We've started using that a lot to describe things.
Where is endlessly useful.
No.
And you know where it comes from?
No.
So when my two little nephews were just starting to like understand basic card games and things, my sister's boyfriend bought them a pack of Uno cards.
Okay.
And Uno is like a perennial favorite for long car trips or for people on weekends in the bush
rules
or whatever.
For different families.
There are different
Uno.
Rules. Like, can you put it plus two on a plus two?
Yeah.
Apparently, the Uno guys have come out today. That's why it's so relevant. They said it's not a thing. You're not allowed to put the plus two on top of the plus
two. You just have to establish the rules with your collective before.
Anyway. So James gets them some Uno cards, and then he says, now, boys, you've learned how to play ordinary Uno. Today, back to your point about like how every family has their rules, today we're playing Wah Uno. So Wah Uno is when you smash down a plus two, plus four, however many pluses you can, then you go Wah to the person too. So it's like Uno, but it's nasty. Right?
I love that so
That's where
much.
The Wah comes from. So now... And I use this in particular on one or two of my friends who, like, they get moany and whiny, and then I just go, where? But it is useful. There's nothing else that
Sid
you need
describes,
to say.
Right? We describe situations to each other, like work ones, like that. She'll be like, someone was a where.
That's very good. I'm glad to have contributed to your lexicon. That's excellent. Chomotsu says that Siri is sarcastic. Yes, Siri must fucking try that with me. Yo. I will shut that bitch down.
I would love it to see a debate between you and Siri, no jokes.
Can you imagine how stupid you'll feel if you're sitting there in your house and you're having a debate with your own AI?
Shouting into the
shouting.
Ether.
You're like, oh, that's not true, you bitch. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. You did say that. I have the recording. I kept the receipts. Oh, damn you, Siri. Go to hell. James is an agent sent here to try and ruin the show, says Lou. People are very mean.
People are so mean.
You two have you've had some interactions with James. Tell me, do you think he's as bad as the audience think he is?
Sid?
Come on, guys.
He's not as bad as the audience thinks.
Stand up for him a little bit.
He's doing his best, I think.
Shame. You're bashed. You know that line from that Alcatraz movie, The Rock, with Sean Connery? Nicolas Cage. I always bring up this line. It's my favorite. When someone says, they're doing their best, like Sid just did now. That's very sweet of you, Sid, but it's not true.
Because
he goes, you're best. Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Best line.
Right?
Best
Good line. Line. Yeah. Okay. These scooter Leave drivers James drive badly, says Bitcoin, but that's very mean. Some of these scooters, I wouldn't want to be on those scooters in South African roads. You know, I'm in a car on the roads and I have to worry about everybody else, not just myself or the potholes or everything that we normally deal with on a day-to-day basis. Imagine being on some like third hand, tied up with chicken wire. Brakes haven't worked for like the last 500 kilometers. I don't think it's fair for us to... These guys are doing... Remember, there's a gap in the market here. We are all so lazy that we won't go to the takeaway place to go and get our takeaways.
Yeah, just collect it.
Yeah, I mean, people are now... I see so many of these Checkers 60-60 guys all over
there. I know people that only use that.
I know.
And they'll do 2-3 times a day because they forgot something.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Exactly. I mean, there are obviously people in the place I live that are ordering this stuff all the time because these guys are in and out of there like they spend more time on our roads inside of the place than the security do.
You know, it makes the inside experience of Checkers actually quite stressful. Awful.
It is. And they've got those things that keep going pop-bling, pop-bling, pop-bling the whole time.
And someone bashing into
you. Like, what the hell? Is it an alarm? What's going on?
Yeah,
right?
They just want to run you over in that inside.
Terrifying. All right, but we were talking earlier about holidays and stuff, and we do want to get into that just now. I want to get Achi to come and join us in just a moment or two. He is going to tell us all about what's going on at travel.co.za for our last window seat of the year. So stick around for that and a whole lot more. Just before we get to that, James, I just want you to show Sid and Tanya this, and everybody else, obviously, too. I sent James a whole bunch of stuff last night that I thought was funny and or entertaining or both. And by the way, we've had some feedback from people about how some of the stuff that we've been showing lately has been very mean. But I think this is terrific. This is a song from Holland. The last time I gave you a song from Holland, James, it became like a theme on the show. It's that ugly Jan Bichel guy who goes, ik het by een warm land. Anyway,
it's so close to Afrikaans, right? I'm
It is. And then he goes, lekker bakken in de zon. And you're like, I know what that means.
Getting baked in the sun.
Anyway, ugliest guy in the world. And everybody loved that Dutch song so much. I sent you this other one. The words here are maybe a little bit more work than the ones in Jan Bichel, but I think people will like it. So have you got that clip for us? All right, let's go with this quickly while we get Achi in. Manus, haal je vinger uit mijn anus. Bring Achi in now, otherwise we're not going to be able to get him to sit down. How's it, Achi? Come and grab.
Hello.
Oh no, ik ben biseksueel. Maar ja, ik kan daar niks aan doen. Je hebt zo'n mooie kont, zo mollig en zo rond. Oh, wat een gat, wat een gevoel is dat.
It's outrageous. Haal je vinger
uit mijn anus. Het is een vangerijk.
Vinger uit de anus.
Alright, well, that's enough of that. But there we go, you know, there's songs, now thanks to the internet, you can write a song about anything. Manus, haal je vinger uit mijn anus. Very good. I love it. So we know that you love people singing in Dutch, and we decided we'd throw that in just before Christmas as our gift to you on the show. All right, it's time for the window seat, and I love this because people are in holiday mode like at no other time. And although the last time Achi was here, he told us you have to plan these things well in advance. If you are not doing anything and you are sitting there feeling miserable and you think, I can't afford to do anything, save your money and plan something for next year rather than be an idiot and end up spending way more than you should just to get like a week in Cape Town this year. So let's talk to the man who knows these things better than anyone else, Achi Adams. It's nice to see you. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, okay, man.
I haven't seen you in about like 2 weeks now.
I know, and I've got to say, you guys, Turbest, the whole group of companies, did the most incredible, Tanya, Sydney, you would have loved this. They did the most incredible end of year function in Cape Town and in Joburg, but I missed the one that you did in Kruger too. But the Joburg one, they did a Mardi Gras at Gold Reef City. Now, you know, you've got those old buildings that look like New Orleans. The place was decked out. People were dressed up. There were about 1,600 people there.
Yeah.
It was insane. Oh,
wow. I missed it.
Were you traveling again?
I was traveling.
No, obviously, you were.
So, I mean,
I've only met Achie on Teams, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our first in person. Achie's always traveling.
I was driving, yeah. I was counting. I think I was about just over 60 days of this year I was out of the country.
Wow.
It's a quiet year.
Does it ever get boring for you?
Never.
Do you ever get to the airport and go, ugh, enough of this?
On the way to the airport, yes.
Yeah.
And the moment I enter the airport,
then you're excited.
Yeah, then you're excited.
Okay, so just give us a little window into what kinds of exciting places you've been to this year.
Well, boring, actually. I've been to London twice. I've been to Dubai twice. I just came back from Dubai. Funny you're talking about all these delivery drivers and stuff like that. You've seen nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing, I promise you.
Is it crazy there?
It is absolutely nuts. Even the Uber drivers are hectic. Our taxi drivers have got nothing on them. And I have a theory about it.
Yeah?
I mean, these guys are mostly from Bangladesh and India.
Yeah.
Where they ride around in tuk-tuks and Tatas and stuff.
Yeah.
They come to Dubai and they get a nice electric Toyota or Camry or Lexus. And they've never felt power like that in their lives. So they take full advantage of it. Jeez, these guys are cowboys on the roads.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we won't complain about that.
No. I've sent James a little 30-second reel. He'll play it for you. Just highlights of Dubai, London, some of the trips we've been on this year.
Amazing.
But the best one was we went to Baku.
Baku.
Yes, I was waiting for that story.
Azerbaijan.
That's wild. Not on everybody's travel list.
Not on mine either.
No. We'll get to Baku in a second. Let's see this reel of Achie's. Wow. This is all your own footage?
Yeah.
Huh. Damn, Achie, that's fantastic.
This does not look like work, Achie.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wow. You know how people have their Spotify, like...
Wrapped?
Yeah. This is way better.
You were on the grid.
Well, you saw that photo.
I can't.
Which F1 was that?
That was the Azerbaijan, Baku Grand Prix.
Oh, man.
Got invited at the very last minute with Qatar Airways, our favorite airline.
Yeah.
And as the name sponsor, they get a few people that they can take. And you get different types of access to a Grand Prix. Mm. You can get a... match, what do you call it? General access tickets.
Yeah, the stands.
Grandstand tickets and stuff like that. It's not cheap, by the way. $90.
Wow.
For Baku.
Yeah.
For grandstand.
But the grid walk is...
And you then get a paddock, or let's call it, not even before you get paddock, you get a hospitality.
Access, yeah.
Which gets you a suite. You can walk down the pit lane, you know, once or twice. You then get paddock access.
Mm.
And paddock access gets you access to the part behind the... Pit lane or the pit garages where you get to interact with the drivers and the teams. They're walking past you.
Okay, obviously Tanya's more of a fan of F1 than I am.
I know you hate it.
No, I don't hate it. I realized, you know, when everybody else gets excited about the stuff that I don't, and there are people who would enjoy it more than I would. But what's so clever about going to a place like Azerbaijan, obviously, is that's not on most people's list of, you know, the Azerbaijan. But that's where you get the access you wouldn't get anywhere else. 100%. That's so clever.
Yeah,
You're like in spitting distance from all these famous F1 drivers, right?
All the time. I mean, it became boring afterwards.
Stop.
A paddock pass or paddock access will lend you about 200,000 rand. And that's without your flights or accommodation, just for the paddock pass for the 3 days.
Just the pass.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you get what's called grid access. And
now
grid
that's
access,
even more fancy.
And that is by invitation only. So to give you an indication, you saw there was a photo of Will Smith. He couldn't get on the grid.
That's where all the celebrities are. Like, And that's how like the different teams choose different celebrities.
So you get
look
invited.
Cooler, but it's invite only. That's why I said you were on the grid.
Was on the grid.
Like, that is wild.
I was so blown away by that. I mean, it was experience of a lifetime. Oh. I was so blown away by it. I mean, I took a million videos and photos, and you don't get a chance to go through it till you at home. And I was going through one of the videos, and I was videoing on the grid as the drivers were around their cars, the mechanics. The only people allowed are the drivers and their teams, the press, and the 50 or so invited guests.
Damn.
I'm videoing everything that's going on, and I get to one of the cars, which my brother likes, and I want to get a close-up, and there's this crowd of people walking by, and I'm like, if out of the way, man. You know, I'm trying to get a car. When I'm home, I'm
who's
looking
in
the
crowd?
Footage, and Naomi Campbell's walking past me, and I'm like telling her to fuck off. And the president of Azerbaijan's walking past, and I'm like, get out of the way. I only realized that when I got home. I'm like, my wife says, who's that? She looks familiar. I'm like,
wow.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I mean, wow. This is why you can't really get jaded with travel, because every experience is a different one, right?
Yeah. And it's
and you can go to the same place twice in a year and have a totally different experience both 100%. Times.
100%. I mean, Dubai is a typical example. That place changes so rapidly. Mm. I think in the space of 2 years, they've built about 150 kilometers of highway.
Yeah.
And their highway is 16 lanes. 8 lanes going one direction, 8 lanes going the other direction.
And we think the N1's busy. Huh? Seriously.
2 years ago, we went to Jumeirah Beach. It's a nice area to get a really cool sunset photo of the sun going down on the Burj Al Arab, you know, that iconic hotel.
That's opposite the Palm, hey? It's not close to the Palm.
It's close to the Palm. It's okay. Not opposite. It's that curvy hotel, yes. That six-star hotel. So on the public beach, you get a beautiful photo of the sun going down on the Burj Al Arab. We went now 2 years later, and all you see is the top of the Burj Al Arab because there's a five-star new hotel that closed off that beach.
Within a year?
No.
Within 2 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There's a beautiful marina that's for really, they allow you to walk close down because they've got all these fancy cafes. And you walk down and taking photos and you're like, shit, and I can't see the hotel. But look to the right and you see townhouses. And they look like ordinary townhouses, you know, like really pretty, nice glass. And there's a Ferrari and a G-Wagon and all these people in their fancy cars. You cross the road and the private yacht's there. So you get a garage for your car, wow. And the private yachts are there.
That's next level living.
It's,
I mean,
unreal.
I used to think that, who is it, John Travolta, who's got like his own landing strip at his house in Florida?
Yeah.
And he's got a hangar, like attached to the house. And it looks pretty revolting if you're not an aviation enthusiast. Because why would you have this airplane hangar and this long-ass landing strip instead of a nice garden or whatever? But that's his thing.
Yes.
That's nothing, though. Because in Dubai, you can literally have all these townhouses, and each one of them has their yacht access, their car access.
That's right. Yeah,
it's like Monaco and the yacht garages.
Yeah, 100%. And look, we stayed at the Palm, so we had a brilliant view at the base of the Palm in a place called West Palm Beach. It's the Duke's Hotel. It's a British kind of hotel. And we had a view of the one side of the Palm, so you could see all the leaves. And you see these beautiful houses and all of that kind of stuff. And at night, when you see how many lights are on, there's only like 3 on each palm that's on.
Oh, because most of the houses aren't people's primary residence.
Or it's people from overseas who own those properties and don't live there.
Sounds like Cape Town.
Yeah.
So they're all empty.
No, like Camps Bay in winter. Yeah. There's John Travolta's house. Would you want to live in a house like that? There's, you see, if you come in from the driveway, which you can see at the top of the picture.
Oh, there's an actual plane.
Yeah. There's a few. There's 1, 2, three.
What?
That's an actual Boeing 737.
Yeah, so he's got 2 hangars there on the left and the right. But he lives in that middle part, and there's a pool, and there's like, you know, all the usual stuff. But, I mean, would you want to live there? I don't know. That's pretty extravagant.
I don't think I would hate that.
I wouldn't hate it. I mean, you know, since you just hop onto your own plane, you don't have to go through customs or any of that shit as long as you're flying internally.
I don't like the shape of it. And I know you're going to laugh at me. No. And like, I find it weird that everything is like in one line.
You know, this is why you're doing the things you do. This is why you are the person who looks at things and decides whether they appeal and they're beautiful or not. No, I agree. It's not my kind of house. Not at all. It would take me a long time to
just
get used to it.
Phone someone on the other side of the house.
Yeah.
Be like, how's it? I'm on the north side.
And also, it's a bit, I just think, like three planes, really, you know? But then we're talking about Dubai. So where else?
London, Mauritius, and obviously Baku. Baku was the cheapest by far.
What?
I mean, it's unbelievable how affordable it could be if you wanted to go to a Grand Prix.
Now, apart from the Grand Prix, was Baku worth it? Was it
safe,
interesting?
Clean, reminded me a lot of Athens.
Mm.
I mean, you remember when we were in Athens, we were surprised by that nightlife.
Mm.
There's one street that actually looks exactly like Athens. At 11 o'clock at night, it comes to life.
Wow.
All the people are driving up. There's so much traffic. The bars are open. The restaurants are open. And it's super safe, super clean, and super cheap.
Do you do any local travel?
Because you're all
overseas all the time.
So the usual.
The rest of us are like, well, maybe I'll squeeze in a weekend in Rustenburg.
So we've been to Cape Town.
Kroonstad, yeah.
Cape Town, obviously, for our events.
Yes.
We went to Shepherd's Tree in the Pilansberg, one of the AHA lodges.
That's nice.
That was fantastic. And we've been to Skukuza, which is another one of the AHA properties.
Mm.
And that was fantastic. I mean, driving through the Kruger to get there, and it was outstanding.
And at this time of year, do you just try and stay at home?
Yes, because I know what next year is, what's in store for us next year.
What is in store next
year? Oh, well, the same again. I mean, there's reasons we go to the UK often and Dubai.
But that's for conferences.
Well, yeah, and we've got our established office in the UK now.
Yeah.
And we're on the verge of opening up our office in Dubai.
Just by the way, for people who don't know this, because I spoke to Martin, who runs TDM, Destination Management, he was telling me about how the Tourvest Group is probably in the top three travel businesses in the world.
Yeah.
And that's a South African company. Isn't that cool?
That's nuts.
Uh-huh. I think that's pretty damned amazing. So, I mean, obviously, this is why we love having you on the show, because you tell us all the stuff that happens in the world of travel. So you said you're doing some of the usual stuff, but then what else?
And definitely going to New York, one of my favorite places, in October. Mm-hmm. Already planning that. By the end of January, my flights will be booked. Again, guys, anywhere you want to go, book early.
Yes.
If you looked for flights now, anywhere from now till the 15th of January to Thailand, usually a cheap destination, your airfare is going to land you $35,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
To Thailand.
Yeah, maybe not.
And it's weird because you can probably get accommodation for $1,000 a night.
Right,
in peak season.
Yeah.
Had a look. If you go May to October, which is their low season, it's supposed to be the rainy season in Thailand.
Yeah.
But if you go in May, that's the catch. There's no rain in May, but it's low season. You can get airfares from $10,000 up.
See, these are the hacks that we get from this.
The accommodation is unbelievable. 4-star accommodation for 7 nights. For 2 people, not per person, will be about $3,500.
So let's go.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn, that's
so. If you look at it per person, it's $1,500 for 7 nights accommodation.
That's insane.
It's unreal. And when you're there, things are cheap. You know, going on a. We always tell people, you can book with us, I'll take your money. You want to book a island tour, I'll take your money. I'll charge you $2,000 per person. They'll fetch you at the hotel, take you to the marina, get on a speedboat, go and visit 4 islands. I'll charge you $2,000. But when you're in Phuket, go to one of those travel shops, negotiate with them. The hack is they're going to ask you where you're staying. Don't tell them the 5-star hotel.
Yeah.
Tell them you're staying at the hostel.
Again.
And tell them, no, don't fetch me.
Useful info.
Don't fetch me at my hostel.
You're
I'll meet
corner.
You at the shop.
I'm so poor that you must.
And it'll cost you like $350 rather than $2,000.
And we're like tattered. Cheap
you
clothes.
Don't even have to. You don't even have to. My advantage is I'm brown, so they believe me. Yeah? You guys, they're going to say Australian or United Kingdom, they're going to try and nail you.
That's great.
But yeah, it's definitely a cheap destination for next year, provided you book in advance.
So, Achi, I did see this comment. Sango says, I wish I was this guy, meaning you.
That's a quiet year, Sango.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you sit with me next year, December?
And then somebody here also says, does Achi even know how many times I've been to Midrand this year? Hashtag blessed. That's Carl. I love it.
A little bit further, you'd need a visa for that beautiful curtain, wouldn't you?
That's amazing. I'm a private individual. When I travel, I prefer to do it on other people's passports. Does Achi have any advice for me? Slippery pickle. Oh, that's beautiful. I priced Thailand for my 40th, says Carl. For the four of us, that's with two kids, him and his wife and two kids, or his mistress, who knows with Carl. 15K for 7 nights, 4-star. Yeah. That's excellent.
Nuts. That's brilliant.
That's nuts.
Yo. Okay, I like that. That's bloody amazing.
How long ago did he turn 40? Be honest.
Well,
for 15K.
That's what he's got. I think he's pricing it for this year. Achi, I'll be your coffee girl in Dubai, says that Don Kitty.
Look, the one thing that is clear, Dubai, London, international travel, not just the traveling part, just, you know, in terms of the flights and accommodation, is super expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, we think we've had bad inflation.
Yeah.
Trust me, you see in the UK and you see in places like Dubai, things are mad. I was fortunate now. You know, we get Black Friday specials. I left on Black Friday, 29th of November.
Uh-huh.
They call it White Friday, and it lasts for the week. So it doesn't just last the Friday. So
typical white gets Friday, the whole week. Black gets just one day.
They celebrate their national day on the 2nd and 3rd of December. So that weekend is actually a long weekend.
And
to celebrate it, all the Emirati shop owners, so not necessarily the foreign shop owners, they celebrate, they're so patriotic, they give everything away, 90% off.
Oh, wow.
The rich Emiratis, it's like a thing, you know, the in their culture and that, to give charity during a certain time of year. And the Mall of the Emirates, my wife told me that she was following it on TikTok. One of the Emirati guys went there with his Land Cruiser, opened up the boot, he had 500 new iPhone 16s and gave it to all the workers.
Wow.
The guys that are sweeping and cleaning and all of that in the mall, all the workers, he gave every one of them for free. Here's an iPhone 16.
Brilliant. So and you went there hoping he'd give you one.
Yeah, because I look like them. So I'm a worker.
I live on the corner.
I was too late.
Grab a broom. You're like, I'm mopping here, you know, whatever.
I was so late. But you do get really good specials. I mean, not amazing stuff. Dubai is not what it used to be for shopping. But you do get some really cool specials. I mean, especially on the electronic side. My wife said, buy the kids a PlayStation 5. It's a lot cheaper, yeah. And I'm like, no, they got school. They got this. It's a distraction. And they wore me down.
Oh, yeah?
And at 1 o'clock in the morning, the day before, I said, I'm going to give this a try. I spoke about it at our last one.
Yeah.
I said, in Dubai, you can order something anytime or night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me see if it actually works. And I promise you in 15 minutes, I had a PlayStation 5.
That's
insane. At half the price of what you'd get it in South Africa.
At 1 in the morning?
1 in the morning. Came to the hotel, knocked on the hotel.
All right, so before you go, because we're not going to see you until the new year, people who shop in airports, not the greatest idea. Like our airport, if you're going out of the country and giving someone a present, lekker.
Yeah. Like duty free.
Yeah, because you could take them,
and stuff
you could
like
take
that.
Them something very South African,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you've probably forgotten, like most people don't plan as well as some. And you get there and you're like, well, I'm going to take them something that's very African. So, and you've got those nice shops there, like those out of Africa.
That's right, yeah.
But if you're in Doha or Dubai or any of those places, people always think, I'm going to shop in the airport. Those prices are crazy.
They're mad.
Right?
It's guilt shopping.
Yeah.
On your way back, I forgot about this person.
Aunt whatever, a present, and I need to get her something.
I need a fridge magnet.
Get her a fridge magnet. It's the price of your house.
It's mad.
Right?
It's supposed to be duty-free, and it's not. And that's something else that Two of Us does really well. We've got these retail stores in South Africa.
Mm.
If you've seen Out of Africa, it's uniquely African, South African. Mm. Got all of those African curios and it's huge. Go to Doha or Dubai, you don't find an Emirati shop.
You
don't find
it,
a British shop in Heathrow. You don't find that.
It's just
where you can go and find
the same
stuff
as everywhere else in the world.
Correct.
Cut and paste.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that Joburg has got.
And that's why they do really well because the tourists that come here, they've never experienced that.
Mm.
And they go to an out of Africa or origin store and, and they get these things they would never get
it's
anywhere.
It's something
else.
Different.
Yeah.
All right, well, listen, thank you for a year of incredible travel destinations and all kinds of hacks that we wouldn't get from anybody else because you're the only person who's experienced
enough
in travel.
Don't you
want to
know where we're going next year other than New York?
Bloody right. Go on.
Well, we're looking at Antalya.
Turkey.
Yep, for a golf tour, possibly.
Very good.
So, yeah, and then our annual franchise conference. We're still looking into that, but it's going to be somewhere exotic. So.
Okay, I'm always
Egypt
excited.
On the cards and Bali on the cards. So.
Egypt is
Egypt, wow.
Egypt is rad.
You ever been?
No, but
me neither.
One of our colleagues recently went, and her photos were nuts.
Did she do the Red Sea, or did she do the?
She did a bit of everything. She did the sea. She did the pyramids.
So somebody says here. Sorry to interrupt you, but someone says, is that pretty young lady in the denim just AI, or is she is she actually there to like?
We're gonna have to get you to talk more.
Okay, Sid, where would you like to go next year?
I'd love to go to Australia, some Bali again.
Australia?
Yeah.
What's there that you want to see?
I just love the people. I think they're funny.
Okay.
Aussie's cool.
Yeah.
It's really far away,
I love
though.
Bali so much. It is hard to get there, of course. But it's worth it, I think, because it's so cheap. And like you said about Thailand.
If you go with Singapore Airlines, it's actually quite easy getting there. It's not the cheapest, but it's the best connections and best flying time.
Yeah. Apparently, they are very good.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. I've never been on Singapore Airlines.
No, they're amazing.
Yeah. All right, Achi. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, thank you so much. And I'm really, really pleased that we got to live vicariously through you a little bit this year with all of your travels. And we'll have more of that in the ensuing year. 2025 is just around the right there, around the corner.
Yep.
Happy holidays,
everyone. Before you listen. You know that week between Christmas and New Year?
It's the favorite week, my favorite week of the year.
Where you don't know what date. Day,
it's
time.
My favorite time of year. It's before the 31st, though, before everyone plans a New Year's party and just after Christmas. It's my best.
It is the best. I agree. That's coming up shortly. We'll also be back in just a moment. Achi and Window Seat will return in the new year. Go to travel.co.za and start planning your new year of travel. It's just there, waiting for you.